the TSA chief defends his new knives on board policy. ISS Expedition 34 is back on terra firma, and Boeing releases details of its battery refit plans. This is Aero News for Monday, March 18, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. TSA Administrator John Pistol spent part of last Thursday on the hot seat in front of the House Homeland Security Subcommittee on Transportation Security, defending his recent decision to allow certain knives on board airplanes. Pistol said that the decision was made after an evaluation of the latest intelligence and threat information from the U.S. intelligence and law enforcement communities about how terrorist tactics have changed since 9/11. He said that they also considered how TSA's current policy aligned with international security standards and how a change to permit an item would impact on security operations and the traveling public. In his prepared remarks, Pistol said, quote, "Over the past decade, TSA has identified and prevented more than 3.5 million small knives of the type I've decided to allow. And we know from internal testing, searching for these items, which will not blow up an aircraft, can distract our security officers from focusing on the components of an explosive device," end quote. Pistol said he understands the concerns expressed by many in the industry, but said similar arguments were made in 2005 when a previous TSA administrator changed the prohibited items list to allow small scissors and screwdrivers. Pistol said, quote, "Contrary to claims that we would see a rash of assaults on flight attendants and passengers using these items, that simply has not been the case," end quote. Nevertheless, Pistol's testimony before the House Homeland Security Committee Thursday did not do much to slow down criticism of his decision. J. David Cox, Sr., the national president of the American Federation of Government Employees, joined the Association of Flight Attendants, CWA, at a rally on Capitol Hill Thursday to reject TSA's policy change that would allow those small knives on airplanes. Cox said, quote, "Any knife, regardless of blade size, can be used as a weapon. Transportation security officers and flight attendants stand together against this dangerous new rule. TSA's decision to allow knives and other potential weapons on aircraft must not stand," end quote. Expedition 34 Commander Kevin Ford and flight engineers Evgeny Tarelkin and Oleg Novitsky landed their Soyuz spacecraft in Kazakhstan, northeast of the remote town of Arkalyk, on Friday at an estimated time of 11:08 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The three expedition crew members had said goodbye to three of their International Space Station crewmates earlier on Friday afternoon, March 15th, when they entered their Soyuz spacecraft and undocked after 5 months in space. Despite fog, low visibility, and below-freezing temperatures, Russian recovery teams were on hand to help the crew exit the Soyuz vehicle and to adjust to gravity after their 144 days in space. A comprehensive set of improvements that will add several layers of additional safety features to the lithium-ion batteries on 787 commercial jetliners are now in production and could be ready for initial installation within the next few weeks. Boeing made that announcement late Thursday in a webcast that was timed to be live at 10 a.m. local time Friday in Japan. These improvements, which continue to undergo extensive certification testing, will allow operators to resume commercial flights with their 787s as soon as testing is complete and the FAA and other international regulators grant their final approval. Some of those improvements include: four new or revised tests have been added to screen cell production, which now includes 10 distinct tests. Boeing, Thales, and GS Yuasa have also decided to narrow the acceptable level of charge for the battery. To better insulate each of the cells in the battery from one another and from the battery box, two kinds of insulation will be added. The battery case will sit in a new enclosure made of stainless steel. The enclosure will isolate the battery from the rest of the equipment in the electronic equipment bays and will ensure there can be no fire inside the enclosure. Testing to gain FAA approval of these battery enhancements has already started with the FAA's permission. Cessna has unveiled a plan to expand the company's worldwide sales force by nearly 50%. As part of this effort, the company is placing an emphasis on decentralized satellite offices in the global markets where Cessna's presence is either well-established or where the company sees opportunity for growth. This expansion means Cessna is now hiring qualified sales personnel to complement the team of professionals already in place. Bob Gibbs, the Vice President of Regional Sales Latin America, commented, quote, "With 6 new products hitting the market during 2013 and the future introductions of the Citation Latitude and Citation Longitude models, it's an exciting, dynamic time to be part of the team," end quote. When Aero News continues, to pay or not to pay, the courts have decided. The FAA grounds 2 high-flying entrepreneurs. And flying round the world the hard way.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
Aero News continues now for Monday, March 18th. I'm Glenn Moyer. A federal appeals court has upheld a ruling that absolves Colgan Air, Pinnacle Airlines, and Continental Airlines from reimbursing Erie County in New York State for expenses incurred in relation to the aftermath of the accident involving Continental Connection Flight 3407. The county had sued the airlines to recoup some $800,000 in expenses for emergency response and cleanup after the accident. In its complaint, the county said, quote, "It sustained unnecessary and unprecedented property and financial damage as a direct and proximate result of the defendant's wanton, reckless, negligent, and willful conduct," end quote. But the Associated Press reports that the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit said, quote, "Absent an exception, the free public services doctrine plainly bars the county's claim to recover public expenditures," end quote. The ruling upholds a decision reached in March 2012 by U.S. District Judge William Scretney to dismiss the county's suit. According to court documents, the expenses included, quote, "overtime pay for police and emergency personnel, the cleanup and removal of human remains, the cleanup and removal of chemical substances originating from the aircraft, the cleanup and removal of the aircraft itself," end quote. The county also tried to recover equipment costs as well as costs for counseling for relatives of the victims. Colgan stopped flying in September of last year as part of Pinnacle's reorganization under Chapter 11 bankruptcy laws. Well, it seemed a pretty simple concept. Two friends that had been RC aircraft enthusiasts since they were kids and who later started a video production and photography business decided to put their two interests together and developed a thriving concern offering aerial views of homes and, well, pretty much anything else to realtors and other customers in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area. Charles Eade and Mike Danielson said they were shooting everything from construction sites to city attractions, according to a report from television station WCCO. But then came the bad news in the form of a call from the FAA's Minneapolis office. The two were told that the use of drones is not allowed for commercial purposes, effectively shutting down their business. Eade told the station that while he understands the need for regulation of airspace, he and his partner fly almost exclusively under 200 feet of altitude and never operate near airports. He said his company has its own safety protocols and that when you invest tens of thousands of dollars in equipment, you tend to fly safely. The FAA said that flying in populated areas requires strict safety measures, but the station reports the agency does plan to look into the case late this week. Quote, "We need to work together here," end quote, Eade said. He also noted that the aircraft they used were no different than those flown on weekends by amateur radio-controlled enthusiasts. Well, there's flying around the world, and there's flying around the world. And as we've reported earlier here on ANN, Bill Harrelson is doing just that, flying around the world, the hard way, in a circumpolar flight. Most recently, the globe-girdling Lancair 4 pilot, Bill Harrelson, made the long overwater trip from Recife, Brazil, to Punta Arenas, Chile, where he prepares for one of the most challenging and potentially hazardous legs of his journey. Harrelson's plans are to hop around the world in a few very long segments, beginning in Bangor, Maine, to Recife, Brazil, and on to Punta Arenas, then to Christchurch, New Zealand, Honolulu, Hawaii, Fairbanks, Alaska, and back to Bangor, Maine. Harrelson and his home-built Lancair 4 left Bangor, Maine a few days back and navigated the 3,658-mile leg to Recife and then made it on to Chile on Sunday morning. We now understand and have been informed directly that the story we did on the difficulties he experienced in maintaining his insurance coverage resulted in enough exposure to draw the attention of another insurer, Nationair, who is now insuring this round-the-world trip. ANN will update this story as information presents itself, or you can follow by tracking the flight yourself at www.flightaware.com, search N6ZQ, or at nationair.com. Experienced Lancair jock Jeff Edwards notes that watching the progress of Harrelson's journey is, quote, kind of like watching Lindbergh, end quote. Godspeed, Bill Harrelson. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks so much for listening. You're now cleared for departure.